Hello and welcome to How to Be a Better DM, the official podcast of Monsters.Rent. This is Tanner Wayland, and I'm excited to talk with you today about something that we're very passionate about, improvement, specifically in terms of DMing for your players so that we can provide the best adventures and games that we can. So, you know, we talk a lot about improvement and specifically reflecting on how sessions have gone, right? We've talked about how, hey, after a session, contact each of your players and find out how are they feeling? Did they enjoy the game? Is there anything that you could improve? We've covered that before, right? One thing we haven't really covered is the importance of self-reflection. You reflecting on something yourself and just thinking, hey, how did that session go? And I'm not talking about, you know, once the last player has left, you kind of just internally thinking, oh man, that session kind of sucked. Or opposite, you could be thinking, hey, that was a pretty good session. I think I did pretty good. Because if that's the extent of your self-reflection, then you're missing out on something, right? You're missing out on a lot of growth opportunity and realization that would help you grow a lot as a DM. And so that's why we think it's so important. But to get into a little bit more of what I mean with this, it could look like this. Your last player leaves, or they get off of the online video chat. You put away the D&D minis, you know, the DM screen, your laptop, anything else you were using, and everything's quiet for a second. Now, at this point, you typically have a few options. First, you leave, you do something else, you know, play a video game, watch TV, go to bed, whatever it is, right? That's a pretty common option. You want to relax after a session. Another option is you get so excited with how the session was going that you're like, hey, I want to start planning the next session immediately. And you start planning out encounters and the NPCs that the players will interact with, and you just get really excited. The third option, and this is what we really want to advocate for, is for you to pause to think about, hey, I have, you know, the experience of going through the session fresh in my mind. Let's open up a Word doc or pull out a notebook and write our thoughts about what went on as a DM. Now you're going to ask yourself some specific questions, but before we get to those, why is that third option better than the other two? You know, just doing something else or planning for the next session. You know, unlike those two things, self-reflection and just thinking about what you did is the only one of those three options that actively is understanding what you as a DM do when you're DMing. And then makes plans based off of that, right? Because planning for the next session, that's not the same as realizing where you messed up in the last session. Does that make sense? Basically, what I'm saying is that, you know, just pressing forward and being like, hey, I'll get better with time, you know, you will get better with time, but that doesn't guarantee that you'll recognize how or get better at a fast enough rate to where you can become a really effective DM. You know, I think there's some people who feel so rushed in their session planning that they never, you know, slow down to be like, hey, yeah, I need to plan all these encounters, but am I making these encounters effective to begin with, right? And so with that being said, if you slow down and you take a second, you know, and it doesn't have to take long. It could take, you know, 5-15 minutes, and it would make everything so much better and more clear in terms of what your goals for improvement should be. I think it's important that you also write out your thoughts, because I keep saying self-reflection, and some of you might be thinking mindfulness or a meditation, and those are, you know, those are aspects of it, but in terms of self-reflection that leads to change, I find that writing it down helps. I've journaled off and on since I was a kid. And I've just found that it provides so much clarity in terms of like how my day to day went. I get to think about like, hey, was it good? How did I contribute to that? Or was, you know, it just provides a wider viewpoint, a further back view, like point of view of my day. And that's exactly what, you know, some form of journaling could, or writing could do when you are reflecting on your session. So let's say that you just finish the session and you're like, hey, I'm going to do that third option. I'm going to sit down, you know, before I go talk with my wife or do whatever, right? I'm just going to write out some thoughts. What are some of the things that you might want to answer? First, I would say the most important question is just a general vibe. Like, how did you feel about the session and why? If you write out those questions, that the answer to that question, whether it's like, oh, good, bad, then when you have to explain why, it'll provide a nice overview. And then you can get a little bit more in depth in the details. Like, for example, you'd be like, okay, were there any parts that felt like they took too long? Could be combat, could be a role-playing situation. If you look at that question, that's going to help you a lot, because as we've said this before, speed and timing and pace is a huge part of an adventure. And on the other end, it's like, were there any parts that I could have sped up, you know, or slowed down, right? Sometimes you just rush through a setting description or a conversation and it never pulls the characters in. It never really informs them of what they need for the next part in an effective way, right? Because you didn't slow down enough. Or you went too long on a conversation that could have been just two or three sentences and the party could have kept going on their merry way, right?
As a listener of this show, you obviously love story. Now that you've had a chance to craft your own story by listening to this show, wouldn't it be nice to get some inspiration? Or maybe you just want a moment of immersion and escape and entertainment. Whatever it is, come join us on our new show, Pact and Boon. It's an actual play D&D podcast in the world of Kalygnos, where our characters, Jolly, Wolfgang, and Alon, will find and meet each other in hell. And from there, start a troublemaking journey with some near-death experiences that will hopefully lead them to a happy ending. Find it wherever great podcasts are heard, or just go to sessionzerostudios.com/pactandboon. That's PACTNBOON. Start listening today.
Another question worth asking is, was the role-playing a fun or immersive part of the session? You know, as much as combat is so important to have ready and have everything planned, role-playing, it's just, you really need to think about how it must have felt for the players and how you felt. Like, I personally have the issue where I sometimes, a few of my NPCs come across as pretty much the same person. And I'm not alone in this. As much as, you know, we each would like to believe that we can be flexible, sometimes our role playing is a little bit lackluster. And asking yourself, hey, could I have done better? And how could I have done better? And could have been more immersive. That should just be a regular question you're asking yourself. Also ask about yourself about the combat. Did it go smoothly? Did I have the stat blocks prepared well enough? Were all the monsters acting kind of too samey? You know, because when you have a variety of monsters, you don't want the goblins acting the same as the wargs, right? You don't want the slimes to act the same as, you know, the griffins or whatever it is. You want some differentiation and you want the players to have opportunities to implement interesting tactics. And so asking that question will help you kind of think like, hey, I fall into this, you know, this same rut, so to speak, and I could do a lot better. If you ask that question, then you're going to acknowledge that the ways you could get better. And then when you're planning for the next session, it's already going to be top of mind. So now you're going to ask some questions about your players. And this is before you've even talked with them, right? And I think that's important because before you talk with them and ask like, hey, what did you think? If you ask yourself what you thought of their experience, then it's going to help you take any of their feedback much better because you'll have realized, oh, I fell short in this or this way, right? And so it kind of provides that humility before you then talk to your players afterwards and ask, hey, where could I improve? You're going to want to ask like, did each player have an interesting experience, right? And did I leave any player out of the session or did it feel like they were just a background character? Because if you ask those questions, then you'll realize where your favoritism lies or which players are kind of hogging the spotlight. So always ask those player related questions. And then finally, ask yourself, if there was one thing I could change in the future to make the next session better, what would it be? It's kind of like making, if you've ever heard of the whole SMART goal process, where it needs to be specific, measurable, achievable, reasonable, I think, rational or something, and then time-bound. Or timely. This isn't exactly that, but if you ask yourself, hey, what is that one thing? Essentially, you're actually naming a goal and you're not just throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall and hoping it sticks. So after you've gone through all those questions and kind of realized where things went well, where things could have gone better, then you're going to name a thing that you want to work on for next session. And of course, everything else you acknowledged is going to still be in your mind and that's going to still help you. But at the very least, you've named one thing, which some weeks, when you're like, hey, I kind of crushed it. Then, even naming that one thing, that might be the only thing that you could improve in the next session, which I mean, good on you. But by naming it, you give yourself a type of goal. And that'll help you follow through going forward. So those are just some examples of questions. You know what you do best as a DM. You also know where you kind of struggle. And so, if you find that you struggle in a certain way, like, oh, my NPCs aren't distinct enough, or my combats are kind of a slog, then add questions about those different parts of the game that you struggle with. And then you'll be able to improve more quickly with those. So I encourage you all to get out there and really implement this after your next session. And if you're worried about the time, honestly, just take 5 minutes. It makes a world of difference. And I really hope that you start to see that difference going forward. Until next time, let's roll initiative.
Do you love these podcast episodes but aren't always able to listen to them? Do you learn better reading information rather than listening to it? Here's what you can do. Go to sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get tips and tricks sent directly to your inbox in written format that you can read and reference whenever you want. You'll get tips that we don't share on the podcast and bonus techniques that, frankly, no one has ever heard before. Again, sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter and get those free tips and techniques right to your inbox every week.